Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
People think this trial is a contest of lawyers, or even worse, a competition between political parties. It's neither. It's a moment of truth for America.
All right, so there we go. It is the prosecution's turn. That would be the House managers. That is what Washington is buzzing about, this impeachment trial in the Senate finally, really, officially underway. Another 8 hours for Jamie Raskin, who you heard there, the congressman from, Democratic congressman from Maryland, and others who are part of that team, part of that House impeachment team that are presenting the case against Donald Trump for that one article of impeachment to incite insurrection. There was lots of video that was shown. There was a Proud Boy that told the court to... meanwhile, off-site, to, that blamed Trump for what happened. So a federal judge on Wednesday, while everything was going on at the Capitol, ordered an alleged member of the far-right Proud Boys be detained pending trial over his role at the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, even as the man's attorney tried to pin the blame for the riots on the former president. So Spaz, as he is known, is one of at least six alleged Proud Boys facing criminal charges. So that, again, is key. I pivoted to that to say that this is, again, blaming the president for the riots is part of what obviously is happening in the Senate. Is there enough to blame him to get 17 Republicans to say, yes, let's convict him on that, and then he can't run for office again? I think that's a tall order, because I don't believe the numbers are there for the Republicans to do that based on what so many of them are saying. But it is shocking to see this video, and it was a terrible, awful day on the 6th. So who is accountable? And do we go through this, and then it's like, all right, well, now we know what happened there, and it was incredibly close, where some, I don't know, lawmakers might have lost their lives. I mean, this was an angry, hateful crew that we saw with the different views, the different point of views of the video that was shown. And it, is it compelling enough to get enough Republicans to say, yes, I am going to vote to convict? In fact, a lot of eyes are on Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who is signaling to fellow Republicans that the final vote on Donald Trump's impeachment is a matter of conscience, and that senators who disputed the constitutionality of the trial could still vote to convict the former president. Could still vote. And the Kentucky Republican has also suggested that he hasn't made up his mind how he'll vote. He has not made up his mind, is what he's saying. But again, it's highly unlikely that the Senate will convict Trump of the House's single impeachment charge of inciting an insurrection, which cited the former president's actions surrounding the January 6th attack on the Capitol. And that's where we're at. Kate Delaney, thanks so much once again for all of you joining us here in the United States and in other parts of the world. And many of you in other parts of the world are asking what's going on with the impeachment trials. Here's more from Congressman Jamie Raskin.
The evidence will show you that ex-President Trump was no innocent bystander. The evidence will show that he clearly incited the January 6th insurrection. It will show that Donald Trump surrendered his role as commander-in-chief and became the inciter-in-chief of a dangerous insurrection. President Trump whipped the crowd into a frenzy, exhorting followers, if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. And then he aimed straight at the Capitol, declaring, "You'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength, and you have to be strong." He told them to fight like hell, and they brought us hell.
Wow, they brought us hell. So interesting, again, to look at that video, and it is hellish looking. But conviction requires a two-thirds majority, which means at least 17 Republicans would have to vote with all Democrats in the 50-50 chamber. Remember, only six Republicans on Tuesday voted in favor of the constitutionality of the Senate process. That was enough for the simple majority required to proceed with the trial. But it does suggest that most of the Republican senators don't want to vote against Trump. And then there's this. There are the reactions to it from many of the GOP Senate who are saying that, you know, like, for example, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, who's a close ally of the former president, said the trial is going to be pretty tedious. He said the two sides would be better served to make their case in a couple of hours and be done with this. Josh Hawley, the Missouri senator, I don't think that's a surprise, said the prosecutor's case was predictable and included information that was already public. There were other reactions to it as well, but opening arguments on Wednesday that you heard pieces of in this second impeachment trial had the prosecutor saying they'll prove Trump was no innocent bystander, but the inciter-in-chief of the deadly attack at the Capitol aimed at overturning his election loss to Joe Biden. You can weigh in our unofficial poll. Let me know what you think. Is he the inciter-in-chief, or is he the innocent bystander, and is it freedom of speech? What do you think? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. And next Monday, we'll let you know the results of that poll. The other thing that is always on the minds of all of us is when are we done with COVID? And we are far from done with COVID. But now there seems to be a threat of optimism, I think, that's taking hold of some of us anyway, that maybe sooner rather than later we'll actually all be able to get together. You know, one in three Americans know someone who has died of the virus. One in three, which is not shocking, I guess, because of I look at myself and I look at the conversations that I've had and we've had on this show. And, yeah, it makes sense. So hospitalizations and deaths are still very, very high. And there is the word from the CDC that it's good to double mask if you can. And if you do that, you're even more protected. And they've run tests on this, and they've proved that, you know, this will help. Because I think there's this conversation about, you know, because masks come in all sorts of sizes and the way they're made and et cetera. And there's some foreign-made knockoffs that are becoming difficult to spot. And the concern is some healthcare workers are at grave risk for the coronavirus because the masks are giving first responders a false sense of security. That's what the Homeland Security Department's principal investigative arm is saying. Yikes. Be careful with your mask. Stay with us.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Time of year when, you know, we celebrate love. And this is an interesting question. Can technology improve your love life this Valentine's Day and maybe beyond that? I'm going to say I believe it can. Sunita Mahanty probably would agree with me. She's here and we're so pleased to have her because we're going to talk about Facebook and Tuned and what she helped develop and what it can do for you. So we're going to talk about technology and how that can play a role in rebooting your romance during a pandemic. And we're going to talk about some of those features on Tuned and come up with ways in which they probably can help many of you listening to me in this audience to connect or reconnect. So Sunita, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
So tell me, first of all, tell me about Tuned. And I have to ask you this because I think it's fascinating. You lead the team that created Tuned. So what's it like to be a part of something that's a big venture and something that you're seeing start to really take off?
It's tremendously exciting. I think this is a really important time to work on this kind of problem where we're helping couples deepen their connection. So I feel really lucky to get to work on this.
So why are some couples tuning to technology, tuning into it to ignite, you know, a spark or reignite a spark in their relationship?
Well, 2020 was quite a year. It was a year, you know, it was a year where we're discovering new ways to form and maintain relationships. And this idea of long distance relationships has taken on a totally new meaning when you're maybe just walking into the room next door to hop on Zoom or going from your upper floor to a lower floor. So as we approach a Valentine's Day that will look a little different this year, couples are turning to tech to find new ways to connect. And there's an app for that.
I love that there's an app for that. So tell us about Tuned and how it works.
Well, Tuned can help you close the distance, whether it's emotional or physical, in your relationship. Tuned gives couples creative ways to stay connected, whether it's through sending virtual cards or sharing your mood throughout the day or testing how well you know each other through fun challenges.
Wow. All right. So in maneuvering it and working it, it seems fairly easy. Is it fairly easy? I know you're going to tell me it is, but it's easy to maneuver around it, isn't it?
It is fairly easy. You should just be able to pop right in. And the whole idea is that it's a private space just between you and your partner. So you can find all these different little features I mentioned, sharing cards, taking challenges, or sharing your mood amongst many other things.
So share some specific instances of how the app has helped struggling couples.
Well, in a recent survey of people using Tuned, nearly 80% said that Tuned positively impacted their relationship, which is amazing. Some specific examples of stories we've heard include this one amazing story from two essential workers who told us that even though they live under the same roof, COVID has kept them apart. So despite seeing each other for less than 30 minutes a day, they've turned to Tuned to help them feel more connected. Another great story is from a married couple who'd been struggling with feeling emotionally distant. And they told us that Tuned has helped them actually better understand where their partner is coming from. One day, the wife thought that her partner's bad mood was her fault, and sharing her mood on Tuned helped him see how he was making her feel. And from there, they were able to have this open conversation about it. And I guess I can just share in my own experience, Tuned has helped my partner and I navigate some of our most challenging conversations this last year, you know, by helping us just go back to our feelings. It's simple, but it's easy. And we've also found that, you know, since we've moved in together during the pandemic and we see each other a whole lot more than we used to, we've found that Tuned challenges helps us keep things fresh and kind of keep the flirt alive in our relationship.
Ooh, I like that. Hashtag flirt alive in relationships. That is Tuned. You just nailed it. So you're a branding expert too. It's really for new couples, newlyweds, seasoned partners. You've seen this nourish relationships across the board.
Across the board, for any length of time you've been together, for any age, like we're seeing people across the board find value.
Nice. All right. Sunita Mahani, thank you so much. Again, Tuned is the app. And a great product on Facebook. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
So it's interesting. Valentine's Day is already here. Is it? Yeah, I was thinking about this today. Is it a forced day of love? Or am I being cynical? Is it a forced day? The other keeps saying, oh, it's like he's subtracting. If you better be careful. You wait till Valentine's Day, like, wow, like, there's like a scorecard you're checking off, like, what the value of whatever the gift was going to be. And somebody sent me a list of gifts. Like, what do you think? Here's my top 20 gifts. And one of them was this heart-shaped mini waffle maker. I mean, guys, are you going to order the waffle maker, get up and make those waffles? I don't know. That could put you in good graces for a while. It's like a mini kind of waffle maker, and that's what it does. It's shaped like a heart. I think a back, neck, shoulder massager, since you know you're not going to do that, with heat, which, of course, everything, Jeff Bezos controls the world, so you just go to Amazon and you can find that. I would think that would really seal the deal for you, right? And then there's always the thing about jewelry, and is jewelry the thing or not? I don't know that jewelry, and maybe it's just the pandemic and not dressing up as much, or I don't know, not thinking about material things so much. I don't know if jewelry hits it out of the park. I like the back, neck, shoulder massager with heat, because that's something you can use, right? And it's going to make you feel good. Now, there's another thing that somebody sent me, fondue for two. You know, again, but that involves who is doing the work. Who's doing the heavy lifting of putting all the fondue together and cleaning it up afterwards? I mean, I guess it's not really that messy. It's in one pot. You know, you got cheese, you got chocolate. It's microwave soft. Safe, rather, so it'll soften up that chocolate and There's no lighter fluid or cords or any of that. That might be, so that could work. If you're big on chocolate, I think that, that works. I think that combined with maybe the neck massage or maybe, or just you go get a box of chocolate. And do we care about gifts when we're in the middle of this pandemic as much? Are we keeping a scorecard of gifts? Well, remember when you gave me this gift? Do you remember that? Get the heart-shaped treats, right? What happened to that? You just go and get a box of chocolate and that's it and be done with it. I'm going to think that some of you out there who have others probably think that that's okay, or grabbing some flowers, especially if you don't normally do the flower thing. Certainly you're not going to have any great escapes because, you know, where are you going to go? And if you are going to have a great escape, be careful about going to England. You know, we've been talking about England a bunch. It's been a little theme here because of Matt Goss, I think, and because of so many people that we have on from England. I mentioned this in a previous show, but they said if you lie about COVID, they could put you in prison for 10 years. So if you arrive and you've done that, you lie about a recent visit to a country on the banned list, that's exactly what they're coming down hard on this. And when you do come in from the places on the red list, that are calling it, you have to get a quarantine package. So it's £1,750 wise, which translates to $2,400 a person, and that would cover virus testing and other things and accommodations. Oh, hand over your money, please. But, I mean, this is it. You know, they're already talking about what's going to happen when you travel. Are you going to have some kind of identification that says that you got the shots and you're covered? And I wouldn't be surprised by that. Well, is it going to extend to trains and certainly flights, I would imagine? But how far do they go with that proof of vaccination? Proof of vaccination for international flights, for cruises and hotels, I think you can expect that. Absolutely. I totally think you can expect that. And by the way, you know, I said there was like a thread of optimism, and I think the Biden team is trying to be careful about what they suggest. So Dr. Fauci says he is cautiously optimistic that life can return to normal, whatever that is, by the beginning of fall. But there are other people who are saying they're not so sure because it depends on this difficult to achieve herd immunity, and that might not happen until Thanksgiving or even the start of winter. Ugh. Where's my magic eight ball? I'm shaking it up. Ask again later. Can introduce you to a really cool woman who is helping a lot of homeless teens. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House impeachment managers began to make their case Wednesday against former President Trump, presenting previously unseen footage of the Capitol riot and unheard radio transmissions from Capitol Police. Senator Bill Hagerty agrees that the video from January 6th is painful to watch, but the Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that it doesn't justify what he calls an unconstitutional show trial.
Well, watching the videos was very painful. The violence that occurred that day was immediately condemned by me and by every other member of the Republican conference. In fact, I don't know a single senator who didn't condemn that violence. And in fact, over 200 people are now being prosecuted under criminal statutes for the violence that took place that day. That's the venue to deal with this. There's civil laws, there's criminal laws for private citizens to be dealt with. It's not an unconstitutional impeachment trial. That's not what the Senate should be designed for. We've got serious work to be doing. Instead, we're going through a political partisan show trial.
This is USA Radio News. California officials are keeping an eye on San Francisco Bay after an oil spill. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Contra Costa County authorities issued a public health advisory Tuesday afternoon after a Chevron refinery in Richmond, California, began spilling petroleum into the San Francisco Bay. A spokesman for Chevron said refinery employees noticed a sheen in the water about 3 p.m. Pacific and alerted authorities. The leak was stopped about 5 p.m. after dumping roughly 600 gallons of a petroleum and water mixture. Richmond is about 9 miles northeast of the Golden Gate Bridge. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the World Health Organization says they found evidence that there may have been COVID cases more than 2 months before the virus's emergence was first reported. The WHO report says about 90 people were hospitalized in central China with coronavirus symptoms about 2 months before China reported its first case of COVID in December 2019. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Teenagers, when you're in the middle of a pandemic, the coronavirus has to be a major threat to homeless teens, to abused people, but abused teenagers who find themselves in a very dark, dark place. Andy Berger joins us. She's the founder of Beulah's Place. She knows what this is like, and thank goodness for Beulah's Place. We're going to get into that in a second. Andy, thanks for popping on the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
So let's talk about your story first and Beulah's Place. You're so passionate about this because you live this. You're a survivor of childhood abuse, and you have written about your story and talked about it. But tell listeners who don't know what happened and what led you to where you are now.
Absolutely. Before there was a term, Kate, called human trafficking, I was sex trafficked by all immediate and extended family members from ages 6 months to 17 years old. And again, we're talking the 60s, early 70s, so people were barely talking about child abuse at the time, let alone anything, you know, more sinister. And so by the time I was five, the physical, mental, emotional, sexual torture, abuse, manipulation was so great. That was my first attempt at suicide as a young girl. I just wanted to be out. I just wanted it to be over.
Wow.
And yeah, in that moment, you know, in my life, God interceded in other people's lives. It could be something else. But in that moment, somehow, I felt I had some kind of purpose or some kind of something if I could just stay alive long enough. And the last time my birth mother tried to take my life, I was 17. So it was a really, really long road.
And you get out of that place, and how do you get out of that place? How do you, for the young lifetime of what you went through, how did you get out of that?
I pursued education. I went to college. I finished my four-year degree in 3 years. I was the classic overachiever, pleaser, just leave me alone, you know, let me do what I need to do. And then I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go to law school and I'm going to save the world and all these other kids that were like me. And I got there and I realized, yeah, no, that's not happening, because I saw a lot of things that just weren't the kind of justice I thought I would find. So I finished because I thought, if I take my law to business, I can be more successful and hopefully develop, you know, a way to help kids on my own terms.
Yeah, so then it leads us to Beulah's Place, and tell us about Beulah's Place, which is an incredible refuge for these abused and homeless teens.
Yes, my husband and I co-founded that in 2008. We've been 100% volunteer-driven, and we rescue at-risk homeless teen boys and girls who have been trafficked, who have been sexually preyed upon or criminally preyed upon in any way, or sadly, they've just simply been discarded or kicked out for whatever reason. So they run to the streets for safety. And as you know, you and your listeners know, the streets are not safe for young people that are barely, you know, adult age.
Yeah, so now we're in this pandemic, and what's happening? I would think the threat is even more major now because of the coronavirus.
Absolutely. These kids, a lot of our kids, they lived in trees and old cars and abandoned or condemned, you know, structures, things like that when we get them. And so now imagine they're not living in any kind of sanitary condition to begin with. And now we have, you know, this virus out there, which for them, any health condition is dangerous, but these kids have no choice. They don't have medical plans. They don't have a way to just walk into urgent care and say, hey, you know, help me. They have no residential history, nothing to show for themselves because they've been on the streets. They may be carriers and not even know it. So they're either going to die or get worse, or hopefully, you know, if there's a miracle for them, you know, somebody intercedes like we tried to do, but we're still helping these youth regardless. And their main concerns are, can I eat today? Can I get clean today? Can I sleep today? Will somebody help me? Or am I going to die today?
Wow. So as somebody who is, I mean, such a big heart you have, obviously, and this is your passion to help other people in these terrible situations, it has to be rewarding, though, to see them come out on the other side, some of these boys and some of these girls. Is that what really keeps you going?
Absolutely. One less young person on the street means we have a chance for them to have a future, which means our communities across the nation and the world have a future when any of these kids survive and thrive. So we've had quite a number go to college. We have all of them graduating high school. We have them in jobs that they maintain. And so within 3 to 5 months in our safe house program, they are ready to go back to community with very minimal reliance on assistance. And so that is a win for all of us. They're consumers. They're renters. They're starting their own families in a much better way. Do they still have to deal with all the trauma? Of course, just like I did. But they have a better chance when they're fed and they're watered and they have someone that believes in them.
Yeah. We're speaking to Andy Berger, and she's written a book, too, called A Fragile Thread of Hope. And in this book, you talk about four different teens, at-risk teens, you know, taking them from the streets and then what happened. Tell us about one of those stories.
Sure. One of the, not all of the stories are about traffic victims, but yes, this is a perfect example. So one of the girls, her father was the sexual violator and violated her from ages like 5 to 10. The mother finally divorced him, became an alcoholic, a raging alcoholic, met a boyfriend and would leave her daughter from ages 12 to 16 home alone with just frozen food in the freezer 6 days a week. And the only time the mother would come home or leave the boyfriend is when this girl attempted suicide, where she had to show up. And then she'd be home for a few days, and then it went back. So this girl, of course, in that time period, what do you think a young girl will do eventually? She'll hook up with friends that maybe don't have her best interest at heart. She had a woman approach her, you know, bought her presents, took her to lunch, and a few months later, hey, by the way, I have some friends. They're at a hotel down the road. I want you to come meet them. And there you have it. And so these things happen because these kids are disenfranchised. And, you know, it just is unfortunate. But when we got her, she did so well. These kids are smart. The ones that we rescue are very smart. They just need it channeled. And she has an incredible career at age 24 and has just really kicked butt in the world. So we're very proud of her and all the kids who make it.
Boy, no kidding. I mean, and again, that's their stories and surviving and thriving. I mean, that absolutely keeps you going. And I think people don't, and maybe I'm wrong about this, they hear little bits about trafficking and they hear about teenagers and homelessness and all the dangers of that. But I don't think they realize it's in their backyard. This is rampant in so many cities, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every single state in our union has documented cases. The traffickers are not necessarily what you see in the movies. That's, you know, a little bit more saleable. A lot of times it's the average Joe or average Jane that is a teacher like my birth mother was, or a salesperson like my birth father was, or, you know, they're in the community, they have a little house, they have a little family, it all looks normal, but yet they have this underlying business. They are borrowing or stealing product from other families, which is basically their children.
Wow. Wow. What can people do that are listening to this that are just being pulled into this story and now more aware? What can we do?
Well, something positive that they can do definitely is if they see something, say something. Go to your local law enforcement agency, find out what the parameters are on reporting. You can be active that way. A more passive approach, you know, buy the book because 45% of the proceeds go back to victims of child sex trafficking and child abuse. That would be helpful. You know, support an organization like Beulah's Place. Go to beulahsplace.org. Every dollar goes to programs. We have no staff. We have no personnel after 11 years. But we have a 92% success rate of these kids staying independent and moving on. So, you know, we must be doing something right. But they can help in so many ways, or go to a local youth center, find out how you can help, or check with, you know, DHS or schools and say, is there, you know, anyone I can mentor? Things like that. Just get involved. Don't let the piercings or whatever it is, you know, throw you off, because these kids are looking for some kind of identity in our community.
Boy, I think what you said is so true about the mentoring, especially because who can they look to? Where can you go? What can you see that you know, is normal, that there is a path that you can grab onto? And the
exactly.
More mentors, the better, right?
Absolutely. Even a cup of coffee, you'd be amazed. When I first meet one of these young people, we sit down for coffee, tea, whatever, and of course they're a little reticent. You know, they don't trust right away. But, you know, I basically say, so what's going on in your life? You know, what's happening? You know, how can I help? What can I do? And make it about them and not, you know, any other agenda.
Yeah, wow. Andy, your story is so powerful. Thanks for everything that you're doing out there, fighting the good fight. Andy Berger, pick up the book. And help some people, a fragile thread of hope, one survivor's quest to rescue. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, and so you know this, we talked about human trafficking before on this show. Many times we've talked about it, and her story is just so powerful. When you think of the abuse, as she mentioned, that she went through and getting out of that situation, getting the law degree, then moving on to try to help others. And human trafficking is, I had no idea until somebody made me aware of just how rampant it was in every single city, and not what you think it is. The exploitations of, you know, exploited teenagers of what happens to them, like I said, how they're being exploited is just absolutely sickening. So this is a serious problem. If there is a way that you can help and stop this cycle of the people, the nefarious people who are recruiting, enticing, harboring, transporting, providing, doing any of that kind of stuff towards human trafficking and targeting these homeless teenagers, please reach out and do that. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Hi,
this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the man cave, or the woe man cave, as I like to call it. So there was a game against the Mavs and the Hawks, and it was hosted in Dallas, but really it wasn't about what was happening on the hardwoods, because Mark Cuban's stance on the anthem raised the ire of the National Basketball Association. And Cuban says the Mavericks didn't cancel the national anthem. They were just having an ongoing dialogue with the community. So the NBA released a statement reiterating their policy that all teams are going to play the national anthem and that Mark Cuban has to play the national anthem, that the Mavericks have to do that. Cuban said a day before, earlier this week, that he had made the decision to just stop playing the anthem before home games after consulting with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. So the Mavericks did not announce a change in the policy, but the national anthem hadn't been played before any of their 13 preseason and regular season games at the American Airlines Center. So, you know, the CEO of the Mavericks, Cynthia Marshall, said, "We're always talking to our community, and we're insistent upon and have become a core part of what we do here for the Dallas Mavericks," which, bravo, that's good. But in listening to the community, what Mark Cuban said was there were people who voiced concerns, really fears that the national anthem didn't represent them. Wow. And that their voices weren't being heard. So he said they had a lot of conversations about whether they should play the anthem. And that's what happened. So they just kind of it got unnoticed in some ways, but I guess they listened to the community, so some people certainly knew that. And Cuban said they had always discussed the fact that they would probably resume playing the anthem at some point, likely when fans were allowed back to the arena. The Mavericks didn't have any fans for their first 10 regular season games before allowing now 1,500 vaccinated essential workers to come to the game this past Monday against Minnesota for free. But other than that, they didn't do it. But following the NBA's announcement, the Mavericks said they would play the anthem. So they started up the anthem on Wednesday night. So they started it before the game. And that was smart to try to put out what could have been a controversy. And Cuban said, look, we respect and have always respected the passion people have for the anthem in our country, but we also want to hear the voices who feel the anthem doesn't represent them. So it's interesting. Does the anthem represent this country? And now that is something that is being debated. What say you, fair or foul? You can always hit me up, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And I will say this, in Dallas, I think the police force, and I do think a lot of the pro franchises do a good job in trying to have open dialogue and conversations. And I think they've had that for a while. As somebody who has covered sports in the area and been in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a while, so I'm sure there's going to be more on what happened with the Mavericks. But again, the fact is that they are playing the anthem. Let's move to a couple of other things that we'd probably be jawing about right now in the cave. You know, now that the Super Bowl is over, that's it for football. Again, shocking to me because I thought for sure we wouldn't get through a whole season, but what did I know? We did, and there were COVID concerns and players who had COVID, and there was protocol and all that, but somehow it all worked out. It's interesting, there was a parade for the Bucks, but it was a boat parade. That's what it was. It was a boat parade to celebrate the Super Bowl. And they were tossing the Lombardi trophy back and forth on the boats. It was so interesting. And it's a place where I've kayaked with my nephew. It's at Hillsborough River near downtown Tampa. So when the parade was coming to a close, Bruce Arians said the Buccaneers could easily repeat as champions if the team stays intact. So that's the key thing. And Brady tweeted a reaction to a video of him struggling to walk after getting off his boat. He said, nothing to see here. He said, just little avocado tequila. And it is a funny video, actually. So you can go search it, whatever search engine that you use. But for the Tampa Bay players and the team's fans, celebrating their first Super Bowl win since 2003 was the main attraction on Wednesday with that big win over Kansas City, 31-9. So there were people that that have been waiting for a while, obviously, for that to happen. So once again, congratulations to Tampa Bay. It's not easy to repeat. Just ask Kansas City about that. But that's for another time, because it was just a few days ago, it seems, that we finished the NFL season. Because I already have people asking me, are you going to do Nail the Score? What happens to all those prizes? Don't worry. We will figure it out. And my book, Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share, is being updated. So once that comes out, I will let everyone know about that as well. And how about this? I guess we could stick on the NFL for a while. I'm still thinking of the Lombardi trophy being passed around off the boats. It actually was a scary and a funny thing to see, I think, at the same time. But here's something that's interesting. The Washington football team, the former cheerleaders, actually reached a settlement over these incredibly lewd videos. I mean, you know where you're going back to. This is going back to the former cheerleaders who appeared in the videos, but they didn't know they were made. They were made without their knowledge, and that was during the swimsuit calendar photo shoots back in 2008 and 2010. And so this was a big story for a while. Then, of course, it goes for all the court drama, meaning, you know, you have to go through all the filings and everything else, but attorneys for both sides confirmed a settlement. So they say it was actually reached in 2020, and they wouldn't say exactly when. The terms, of course, when this happens, they're not disclosed. It just got reported by the Washington Post, and that was it. So it was two videos. They were made from outtakes during the years in which some private parts were exposed, and there were certain props that were used to shield the body parts at times, but those props weren't really sufficient. So then they leaked out, and then the rest is history. And the NFL, of course, says they're continuing to investigate the organization's culture, the Washington football team's culture, following a series of those post reports last summer. And the stories detailed some horrific sexual harassment allegations of like 15 women against former team employees. And NFL commish Roger Goodell said last week that the investigation is being headed by Beth Wilkinson, and it's almost complete. So it's kind of like you heard what happened a little bit, and then it just disappeared into the ether, and you wondered where it went. Well, that's what the scoop is on that. All right, if we go to tennis down under, you know, it is about, for us in America, Serena Williams. Venus Williams, different story. She was fighting an ankle injury. She fell in straight sets, so she's out of the tournament. Serena and her, I won't say her nemesis, but maybe because she's the strongest player, Naomi Osaka, advanced to the third round. Simona Halep also can be tricky, a top player. They all moved on to, again, the third round in the Aussie Open. I know we have some tennis fans out there, because if it's a big major and I don't mention something about tennis, you weekend warriors gig me. I thought you played tennis. I thought you talk about tennis sometimes. And I do. So Osaka is on a 16-match win streak. Her last loss came in the Fed Cup, a Fed Cup match last February, and she looks pretty good. Halep hasn't lost to a player ranked very low in a very, very long time. It's been at least a couple of years, so she may have her next matchup might be a breeze. And of course, we're all watching what's happening with Serena trying to win another major. It seems like, I mean, how does she even have room for all those trophies? It's crazy. But she's back in the third round in the Aussie Open, and it was steaming hot the other day. But if you don't know this, and if we're in the woman/man cave, records are always, of course, and numbers, all that are big in sports. And Serena Williams is the proud owner of an open-era record, 23 major singles championships. So I think she would like to get yet another one and go even further into the history books. And, she puts on a show when you watch her play. And I was thinking about this because people talk about Tom Brady and how old he is. And you wonder, gosh, I wonder how long Serena plays. You know, she's in her late 30s and she has it. There's no question. But at what point and how hard is that after most of your life has been playing tennis? At what point does she decide, yeah, I'm not going to play anymore? So that's what's happening. I could talk about other players, but that's what's happening with a couple of the superstars that I think that Americans care about. So we've got to sweep up the room, turn off the lights, and we're out of the man cave. And thank you very much for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep.
Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.